Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Jaren Reeby, and we are talking about the Family Fun Day coming up this Saturday, July 12th, down at the Firefighter Shelter on St. Ferial Island. So, good morning, Jaren. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, good morning, Cody. Great to be here.
Of course. So, let's talk about Family Fun Day. Is this year...
It's year two and a half.
Two and a half, right? Because last year, the flood kind of derailed everything, but we're back and ready to go here this year.
Right, correct. So if anybody remembers, 2 years ago, the fire department in Perdichin celebrated its 150th anniversary, and we threw ourselves a little party. And what came of that is, as firefighters and first responders, we were so excited with the amount of children and kids that came and became involved and got to touch our equipment and just be part of that. It was a really good time. And so we decided to do it again. We're not going to have a parade this year, but we are going to have a free event for the community. And that's going to include fun things for adults. There's going to be water fights with the old fashioned, with the barrels. Our friends from Bosbell are helping us out there. With that, there's going to be a novice part and children, or somebody that doesn't want to be as competitive. That's going to be a little bit after that. That's starting around 1-ish. We have face painting, petting zoo, the old-fashioned pedal tractor pole. There's people are coming down from Oliva. That went over well. We had over 50 kids participate in that. There's going to be a car show for, again, kids and adults that like to see those things. And if you have a tractor or something you want to show off or a motorcycle, feel free to come and show it off, because a kid maybe hasn't seen a tractor. So those type of things are cool 65 Chevy. So there are a lot of free things to do for kids. There is going to be beverage and food provided, or that's going to be for sale. Gary Stram's doing his world famous fish fry, and he's donating all of that to the fire association. So we're excited about the day. There's going to be fireworks at night. There's music all day with a big band called Unofficial Your Mom is going to be our headliner. Fireworks around 8:45, 9 o'clock, and then music will continue on. They're going to finish their set after their last break. So a full day of things to do.
Yeah, the Star Power Dance Team going to be performing as well. A ton of whole great stuff. You mentioned the food there. There's going to be a pie auction as well going on. So... yeah, it's definitely fun for the whole family. There is something for everybody to enjoy from all ages.
Yeah, in our way to give back to the community, first of all, it's free. People pay taxes that buys our equipment and supplies us with what we need. The association is a little different. We're a support group of the fire department. So any monies raised directly support that the equipment. We're currently in process of upgrading some of our Jaws of Life, and we're going to some electric, like lighting, saws and things like that. Something goofy like a pole saw inside of a building. We at a convention said that's a useful piece of equipment. Why didn't we think of this before? And like 10 other departments said, yeah, why didn't we think of that? So, we're in the process of buying, and that all costs money. But because of that, the Historical Society is doing their pie auction. That's a great venue for them to do that. This dance team's coming in. The kids love to show off in front of people. Again, none of that costs anything unless you buy a pie, which we would encourage you to do. It's a great community event. We're just really looking forward to a good day to support our people who support us, I guess, is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and so that all starts at 11 a.m. With the food and beverages getting underway there. Then that car show, pedal tractor registration at 11:30. And it goes all throughout the day, as we mentioned, till the fireworks show at about 8:45, 9, whenever it starts to get dark there. That's coming up this Saturday, July 12th, down at the Firefighter Shelter on St. Ferial Island. It's Family Fun Day from the Perdichin Fire Department. And then if folks have any questions, you have all this stuff out on Facebook, or where can they get some more information?
Yeah, our Facebook page has all this information. Our website, pdcfd.com, has the information. One thing I just found out on Thursday was that the UW Med Flight is going to bring one of their rigs down at 1 o'clock. And it's just going to be north of our shelter in that grass north of Roulette Street. So they're scheduled 1,300 hours, which is 1 o'clock. Hopefully there's no accidents or anything, but we're scheduled to have that. That's a really, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I'm walking over to see it. There's no doubt. So that'll be neat. One of our former firefighters, Farshan He's a dispatch there, so he facilitated that. We're pretty happy about that too.
Good deal. And then why we have you here, it's Monday, so it's our Prairie du Chien Chamber sponsored interviews, and you guys are a member of the chamber as well. So let's dive into the Prairie du Chien Fire Department. How long have you been involved with the fire department, and then kind of just talk me through the different, you know, statistics as far as how many people are involved and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, so I got on 2001, July, I think it was July 1st, 2001, right before September 11th that year. We've seen a lot of changes. Currently, I believe we just got it and voted a new member on. I think we're at 27. We only have one female, one moved away. So females, males, we do have room. Anybody wants to join up, it's a volunteer, but it's probably the best volunteer job you'll ever have. You'll make some great friends. You do help your community, but we're always looking for some new members. We could use some younger ones. I'm getting a little gray in the beard, as you can tell, but we've had some long-term, Wayne Cakey's got to be over 40 years, I think, now. John Yeager was over 50 when he retired, 50 years on. And then we got, some of us that are midterm, and then we have some that are under 5. Mm-hmm. So there's some training required with that. That's state sanctioned. It's a really great group of people to be involved with. Everybody that likes to give back, and we do. We run the flea market, as some people know, and with that revenue we do from that, we give back to the island, and then we buy equipment. So I don't know if everybody's aware, there's a rescue boat the association purchased, and we have well over almost $100,000 into that right now. That was no cost to the city. We have given it to the city. And some of the equipment, that's what the association does with any monies that are raised. So it's not for pizza parties, things like that.
Yeah. And then with it being volunteer, is that just a kind of, you guys get put to a schedule as far as you're on call for these days, or is it kind of first come, first serve, is who's available?
Yeah. So we're technically on call 24/365. It kind of works out where if you're out of town and somebody else is here, we have not gone to a schedule yet. There is a little stipend, there is, I guess it's paid on call, but it's not by your hours. You have to make a certain percentage of your calls. But it's 100% volunteer. We respond to the station, and then the trucks go out, whether it's an accident or maybe a river rescue or hopefully not a house structure. We train for those things. We never want to use them, but we did have kind of a big one here 9 months ago, maybe, and It was just amazing, the training that kicked in with these people. I was impressed, and I think the neighbors that were around were. When I left my house, I could see the smoke, and I said, "We're saving the neighbor's house." It was just in my mind. But the training, the guys made great decisions, performed what they were supposed to do, and pretty happy about that. So we never want to have a fire, but we are trained for it.
And then how often do you go through that training process? Is that a yearly thing where you have to be recertified, or every 5 years? How does that work?
So the state training and federal, so everybody does a little different. I've personally done a lot of continuing education. I haven't done any this year besides gone to some classes at convention. But for a while there, it was often, I might be a rescue, tight spaces, or it might be water rescue. We have that all the time. We do meet Wednesdays, and we train a minimum of two Wednesdays a month.
Okay.
Just internally, whether it might be water flow or we might take a car over at Milo's or at Bob's, and they give it to us, and we just get our wrecking tools and tear something off.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part about it. But then if somebody's in that vehicle, that fun part really kicks in, and we can get them out of that vehicle quickly.
Yeah, you can go back to all that training that you've worked on. You mentioned off the top, that you're always looking for new people to join. How do they get started with that process? Is it reaching out to you guys at the local level? Is it going through the state? How does that work?
So there's multiple ways. One, anytime you're around and the fire chief's red SUVs out there, just stop in, grab an application. Any firefighter will get you one. City Hall, it's just an application. And I believe you can go online at the Prairie du Chien website. I will confirm that it's on our fire department website, but you can get one online, just a job application.
Okay.
Then that goes through a screening process with our officers and screening committee. Then it goes to police and fire. It's not, it really doesn't take as long as it seems, but it might be a month by the time everybody meets. So it's all at local level. And then we, if you go to the training, the fire department, the city of Pardeshine pays for your training. Gotcha. So you don't, you're not out anything on that end of it. So,
and then maybe just some misconceptions or maybe some questions you get a lot. You're involved a lot in the community. Maybe some things, you know, that people frequently ask, or why do you guys do this? Why is this way? That maybe you can dispel those kind of rumors right now.
Yeah, I guess, you know, one thing I hear is that, you know, firemen are fire bugs. They just like fire. I'll be honest with you, it's probably one of the scarier things you do. But when you're trained for it, it's not as scary. So we don't really like it, but you have to be part of it to understand it and then be safe in that environment. So, yeah, we're playing with fire, you know, at maybe a practice burn or things like that. It's not because we just like to burn stuff. It's because it could actually save your life or your friends.
Yeah, so it's, yeah, you're not just the pyros out there, right? You're doing it and you're training, you're going through it to help save people there as well. So, Jarin, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks to the Pardeshine Chamber for sponsoring these interviews. We get a chance to talk to folks like you that are involved with the Chamber and do so much great work in the community as well. For instance, the Family Fun Day coming up on Saturday, that folks come out and help support you guys as well, and have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Cody. Really appreciate it.